Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
Where are we with the restoration of the Grand Theater? Let's go in-depth with Dylan Morris and Natalie Job with the Grand Theater Foundation. So how long has it been since the Grand Theater closed?
Closed? Gosh, 3 years ago or more? Yeah, I mean, it's been a while, and there's been a definite void there in those 3 years. We've got a whole group of young kids now that have no memory of, you know, growing up in Knoxville and being able to go to the movies on Friday nights with their friends, or young people even my age not being able to go on dates, you know, on Friday nights in Knoxville or anything like that. Dinner and a movie, you can't do it. So we've been working to change that over the last year especially, and then kind of in formation even longer than that. So it's gone really well. We've made a ton of progress yet this year, and that's kind of what we're hoping to talk about today.
It's this great void in the center of Knoxville, isn't it?
It really is, and it's not just missing out on the movie opportunities and, like Dylan said, the date opportunities and just recreational stuff, but I think a lot of the businesses, restaurants on the square miss that crowd as well, because it was a big dinner crowd, and after the movies, people might go for drinks or something. Yeah. So it's not just a theater. It's really the livelihood of the entire square, we think.
Yeah. And the community. I mean, the community's missing that piece of itself. Mm-hmm. It's one of those things that, you know, 100 years ago, people recognized that we need this if we want to keep people in town. If we want to keep people from going to the next town over to get their entertainment, we've got to do it for ourselves here. And it was really a big drive when the Grand started to begin with in 1906. You know, we need to get out there and we need to support this guy. He put up all this cash. He's really stuck his neck out there and raised all this money and built this beautiful facility. Now let's get out there and do it, and let's build on that success. And that's what we're hoping to do now, 90-something years later. So, kind of cool.
Well, it's really, really cool, really important. And one of the things, too, is that I think that I don't like to drive to Des Moines. I mean, there's a lot of people that don't like to. And so I sort of feel like I'm missing out on, and I'm sure other people feel this way too, that we're missing out on a generation of really, I love the movies. Mm-hmm. I'm missing a lot of them. Do you two feel that way too?
Definitely. Mm-hmm. Definitely. There's been some real, and I thought of you actually when Lincoln came out. I thought, you know, how could we use, you know, we could do a whole Governor Stone presentation educational opportunity in conjunction with the movie Lincoln that came out here a couple years ago, which was a great movie in itself. But then we've got this tremendous connection here in Marin County, all these wonderful things that we can do to kind of play off of that. You know, not just that, but, you know, the kids are having to go everywhere for the Hunger Games and, you know, the new Spider-Man movies that come out, all of that. So, I mean, it's just, yeah, we've hit a dark spot in what we can experience here in Knoxville without the theater.
Well, and I have to admit, I watched the Hunger Games on the small screen.
I do, too.
Oh, yeah.
But wouldn't it have been great to see it? Mm-hmm. Movies, I don't care how much one loves television and loves Netflix, movies are for the big screen, aren't they?
And they're really an experience that people have. When you're in a theater with somebody and you're at a movie that really touches you, you're not usually the only one feeling that way. And it's a neat experience to have with other members in the community. And it'll be really cool for us once we open, since we plan on doing stage productions as well as movies, being able to have small groups, live music, that kind of thing, and bringing the community together in another way and trying to uphold local artists, local, you know, musicians, and being able to have the community come together around that as well. We're hoping to really give back in that way.
Yeah, definitely.
And yeah, it's nice to be able, you saw somebody at the movie or if you have another kind of event, it's nice to say, what did you think about that? Wasn't that cool when this happened? And, or weren't you scared when that happened?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You can only get so many people together in your living room to watch a movie. And no matter how great your surround sound system is, you don't have that chest thumping kind of
that
experience.
Wow,
yeah, that, you know, the curtain goes up and you see like, oh, look at that. Mm-hmm. You know, how amazing is that, you know, 40 feet wide. Look at this awesome presentation that's there. And we've missed out on that for the last several years now. So that's definitely something that I'm really excited about, and as we continue to make progress at the theater, it's just getting closer all the time. I mean, we can see, you know, gosh, we're almost to drywall, we're almost to carpet, we're looking at tile samples for the bathroom, we're looking at sconces, we're doing all this stuff. It's like, we're there. I mean, there's light at the end of the tunnel. This is getting really exciting. So we're just looking for the continued buy-in and support of the community.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about the Grand Theater renovation with Dylan Morris and Natalie Jobe.
And the community has stepped up. They've done a lot.
Absolutely.
They've done so much. And we appreciate all the volunteer days where we've had even some days a few people might show up and they didn't do as much work because there just wasn't enough to go around. We had so many people to help, mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. the donations we've gotten have been fantastic. Mm-hmm. We're just not all the way there yet. Mm-hmm. We're really close. We've just gotten over a couple humps of large expenses mm-hmm. that we paid out, a few contractors that we wrapped up with, and we just have a little bit left. And mm-hmm. we're just looking for that last bit of support before we can really enjoy and reap the benefits of all the hard work that went into this.
Yeah.
And how much? So, what the total project, if I'm remembering right, what was it? $500,000? Is that right?
That was the goal that we established when we first started. As we've gone along, there have been a couple, you know, same as renovating an old home. You come across a project that's like, well, we had $1,000 budgeted for that. It came out at $10,000.
<Surprises. laughs>
You know? And then, you know, on the inverse of that, we had a couple projects that we thought, oh, it's going to be a $50,000 deal. It turned out to be $20,000, you know. So we've actually, up until fairly recently with the sprinkler discussions that we've had, we were coming in about $100,000 under our $500,000 budget. So we put out there a while back, you know, we're over halfway. That was very true. We'd raised over $200,000. We'd come up with all of this wonderful money. We've come up with all this great support from our volunteers, hundreds of people. Our list of contractors reads like the Yellow Pages. I mean, we've had so many people step up and say they wanted to help. But now we're at the point where it's time to finish it off. We've got another $180,000 to totally finish everything that we have on our list at the building, including a new sprinkler system, which was a topic of discussion with the city. What's recommended by the fire chief, the fire marshal, the fire code versus what's required. We came up with a solution that we think is really workable and actionable and can be applicable to other businesses going forward. So that was a real discussion, and that kind of lit up a lot of the conversation on our Facebook page here several weeks ago. But I think we've really come to a good agreement there, and we're ready to just kind of hit the ground running again now that we've got these big decisions made.
Mm-hmm. And in addition to the sprinklers, the rest of that money, that number that Dylan just mentioned, would also include some of the fun stuff that we're really excited to get into, discussing sconces on the wall and that kind of the more creative stuff. Mm-hmm. So that's our number to polish everything off and make it look as beautiful as everybody who's worked on it wants it to look.
Yeah.
Well, a movie theater, in the grand, now they're just big, ugly boxes.
Multiplexes,
right.
Yeah.
But they should be works of art that... They show works of art.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to show a beautiful work of art, a great movie, in a tin can.
Right, exactly. And we're so excited that a lot of people have really helped us out. And we've really done some research, too, as a board and as a community, with people that have helped us to find what were aspects of the original Grand that we can kind of rework and put into effect today, whether it's a lighting fixture or the way it was laid out originally. We are just looking to kind of have a look reminiscent of the original Grand, so it will be a little bit more of a work of art than just a a square box with a movie in it.
Truly grand, instead of, you know, toward the end there, it was very nice, very clean, very usable facility, but just sort of generic. It had been updated over the years and updated and updated and updated over the years. But it had lost a lot of that grandness to it. Kurt Schwanebeck, who's on our board, his family has owned and operated the theater for years and years and years. And he's telling us all these stories. You know, when they moved here in the 60s, they took out the cast iron and wooden chairs from the auditoriums. From a practicality standpoint, I can see why they did that. It's not really all that comfortable. But how cool would that have been, you know, to go to a theater in the old, you know, the old theater?
Now, don't worry, we're not putting cast iron and wooden chairs back into the theater.
No, we're not. The old proscenium, you know, that wrapped around kind of the gilded, flowery carvings around the stage opening. That was still there in 1960 when they moved, based on some of the improvements to film and just viewing capabilities over the years, that was taken out. We want to put it back in, you know, or at least a version of it back in, so that we can have, again, the best of the old, the best of the new, and have a really unique experience for everybody that's helped us out all the way along.
Mm-hmm. We're really proud of where the project is at and how far it's come, and we just want to open a facility that everybody in the community is going to be really proud of. Mm-hmm. Not only will they be able to attend movies in town again, but they will really enjoy going there and seeing what their community, what they themselves might have worked really hard to create.
Mm-hmm. More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about the Grand Theater renovation with Dylan Morris and Natalie Job.
And, you know, it's not just Knoxville either that uses this. It's like the library. It's
right.
Like the 50138, big zip code all
right.
around, and people from other communities
yep.
come.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I mean, so it's not just Knoxville.
Yeah, exactly. And we've got holidays coming up. A lot of families come back to town, and they might want to see a movie when they have their grandkids in town or something. And by not having the theater, we take away from ourselves a lot of those opportunities for family bonding moments, not just the community bonding.
Yeah, definitely. And if it's not, I mean, Pella has a beautiful theater over there that's updated with all the digital equipment that we're now in the process of buying. But if it's not on one of those three screens, we've got to go outside the county to find the movie we want to see, whether it's Oskaloosa or Indianola or Newton or Des Moines or wherever. The whole county's missing out on that opportunity. And like you said, as centrally located as we are, we do service all of the outlying communities. So it really is a Marion County project.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I'm just thinking all these, you know, thinking about kids and families and personally how much I miss the matinees.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, all the advances in technology and all the in animation and all these wonderful kids movies that are coming out now, and now we're looking at it. I mean, even if we have a big screen at home, it's not that big.
Mm-hmm.
And so our kids are just missing out on so much.
Yeah, we live in a world now of streaming. It seems like everybody watches their TV shows and a lot of times movies on their phones, on a tablet, or on their TVs at home for the convenience. But there's nothing like seeing those characters 10 feet tall mm-hmm. on a movie screen with that sound that, like you said earlier, just you feel it in your chest. And it's just a real experience we want to bring back to the area.
Well, the movies have been created for the big screen, yeah. not the little screen.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I did download the Netflix app on my phone the other day just to kind of do a little competition research and see kind of what we're up against. And it sucked. I mean, it was just awful. I mean, it was great. The novelty of it was there, but it was like, you know, I want to go to the movie. I want my popcorn. I want to sit in the rocking chair, and I want to do it with 200 other people.
Mm-hmm.
This is what it's about. So that's what we're aiming for, and we're getting closer all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I bet you've done the math on how much you have left and did the division by mm-hmm. the number of people mm-hmm. in Knoxville. How much would it take per person to come up to make that happen?
That $180,000, we put it out there the other day. We've actually got 1,800, just over 1,800 Facebook followers. If each one of those followers donated $100, we'd have it done. And that was like, holy moly, that's really close. Like, that's really close, mm-hmm. you know. So that's not counting, you know, if we get a $10,000 donor, if we get, you know, $500 from somebody or something like that, it just gets that much quicker and that much easier, and we're that close to having it done. So it's real. It's coming down the pipe, and we're on track. I mean, we're right where we want to be. We're set for a winter of progress at the theater, and it's really exciting.
I have sort of an odd thought, because I'm, you know, it relates to a worry of mine, and it's that first, I'm wondering what you're going to do for the first night, and I'm worried about how can I make sure that I get in there with my family.
How can we make sure we get it?
Yeah.
It's going to be packed. It's going to be so fun. And I don't know. I don't know. You know, when we started this process, we thought, you know, we really want to be open by Christmas of this year. It's been a tremendous year for construction. All the contractors we've worked with have been swamped. And then we've had, you know, kind of our setbacks along the way. So we're pushing now for first quarter of 2015 for an opening, which means if we are into kind of March, April, it's going to be spring. It's going to be nicer outside. We can do a big block party, grand opening, and really make an event out of it, make it something that people will remember for hopefully forever, you know, the time that we saved the theater, that we that we brought it back, you know, that we started rebuilding our downtown. So that's, you know, I don't know specifics. I don't know. Everybody says, what's the first movie you're going to show? I don't know. You know, there's no way of knowing that. But I do know we're going to make it really cool. It's going to be an experience. It's going to be a lot of fun. And we're going to have a party. It's going to be great.
It's going to be a big party. And you might want to show up a little bit early if you want to guarantee a seat for you and your family. It'll probably be, we might have to play the same movie for a few weeks so that everybody can get in there and mm-hmm. see it mm-hmm. each weekend. But I remember how excited the community was when the SOS Save Our Stadium project was going on, and when that was achieved, mm-hmm. how satisfying that was, mm-hmm. especially for the people involved in it. And I feel like we're so close, and we just want that feeling so bad of it's done, everybody's going to enjoy it now, mm-hmm. and getting to enjoy it ourselves, getting to go to movies and participate in it.
Well, maybe you should, you know, set aside a section for first come, first serve that night, but mm-hmm. maybe a section that people can bid on, or mm-hmm. there's yeah. something that, you know, that they can get for mm-hmm. a certain price.
We do have donation levels, and one of them would be, it involves getting your name on one of the seats. Maybe if you've donated that and your mm-hmm. name's on the seat, you can reserve your seat for
there
that
you
night.
Go. There you go.
If the seat has your name on it, it's yours, the
it's
opening
got your
night.
Name on it, literally. Yep.
Yeah, we'll come up with something. It's going to be very exciting when it opens, and we hope the community will be just as excited. It would be a wonderful problem for us to have to turn people away the first mm-hmm. night because we can't see them all. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thanks to Dylan Morse and Natalie Jobe for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.